Yeah, if you can't be satisfied, take it from Watermelon Slim. We got the great big old dirty blues right in here, right now.
I hope in your case and in mine is Somewhere Away, My Dying Day. Mike Zito opening up the programme from his new album First Class Life, good stuff indeed, and Dying Day. Welcome to the show wherever you are in the world. I hope the sun is shining on you and life is good. It's at, here in the UK and in Europe too, I guess. It's probably the best time of the year in terms of the, it's not too hot, all the baby birds and baby kids and animals are around and the trees look gorgeous and it's a nice time of year. Apart from the UK, when it's going to rain quite a bit too. Nevertheless, now here's somebody you know, regularly appeared with Paul Lamb on this show, done a live session upstairs here in the studios on the show. Recently had a bit of a scare, was in hospital for a while, now out and gigging again, which is lovely. And also taking part in kind of an experimental band, I guess. They're called the Tremolites. And if that makes you sound, that sounds a bit reggae-ish. Well, it is a bit. And so here they are, off an album which is coming out much, much later on this year, probably towards the end of the year. And it's Chad Strentz, hence of Paul Lamb and all the rest of them, with a couple of other chums. And from the album, The Tremolites. No, the album is called T1, I think. Yeah, T1, let's go for that. But this is a track called Can't Get Up.
I can't get up.
60s, 70s reggae style there, and that's from the band, the new band called the Tremolites, and that's getting their debut on this show, and I think that the UK debut as well, from the album which is coming out much later, T108, or perhaps just T1, and Chad Strengths, and good stuff. Okay, it's very tempting, you know, because I used to love reggae. I used to do a regular reggae show back 25, 30 years ago. Perhaps I should bring it back again. Also, talking of things 50 or many, many years ago, it's 50 years ago this week here in UK. It broke in America about 3 or 4 weeks earlier. The release of 2001 Space Odyssey, which was really the first of the, I was going to say authentic, but I hope you know what I mean, of the science fiction into space genres, which actually started to make any sense in a sense. And it was very, very important in the way all the other space movies followed on. Perhaps I should do a non-stop reggae show 1 week.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's Hal, of course, from 2001. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
Hero, I have to say, give me a pig foot,
Give me a reefer and a gallon of gin. Oh, yes. Or even a pig foot, which I have tried and is rather nice. As is most of the animal anyway. And a bottle of beer. Rory Block. Over the years, she's done many tributes to blues artists of the 20s and 30s or even earlier. Mostly male. I think it's the first female one she's done. And it's her tribute to Bessie Smith, which has just been released. And that's the one of the tracks, the first track we've chosen from it, called Give Me a Pig Foot and a Bottle of Beer. New album still, Providence is the new album from Phil Madeira, and here he is with Crescent Park.
Mama always told me, you can't go down after dark. All the perverts and the carnies, no different than a prison yard. She said, listen up, mister, you never ride the twister. I'm talking about Crescent Park. Well, all you need is prohibition to make you wanna get high. Likewise, I made it my ambition to see the freaks and ride the rides. To see the wrong kind of girl ride the tilted whirl. I'm talking about Crescent Park in Riverside, Rhode Island. Just across the tracks, you could smell the clam cakes frying when the wind was at your back. So near and yet so far, forbidden and bizarre. I'm talking about Crescent Park. With a good lie, and I lit out with a friend. Paid our tickets, rode some rides, and both got sick in the end. Cigarettes and funnel cakes, roller coaster belly aches. I'm talking about Crescent Park. Hope from college one summer, more or less 21. My job was a bummer, taking tickets in the sun. Oh, I was a ride operator all those years later. I'm talking about Crescent Park. Be careful what you wish, look out for flying fish. I'm talking about Crescent Park. Yeah, well, all that's left to tell is that life's a carousel, and I'm talking about Crescent Park.
Thank you. very nice. Jazzy, bluesy, and the album is called Providence. Came out about a month ago. Phil Madeira, and there's a track from it called Crescent Park. Here's a conversation I had this week with a musician. Oh, I can't stand Joe Bonamassa. Oh, says I, why not? He said, just all these albums, and he's so smart. What's wrong with wearing jeans and a T-shirt on stage? And so the argument goes backwards and forwards like that, and I say, well, you know, come on, he's getting blues to young people, people who wouldn't normally hear it. Have you seen the price he charges for a ticket, says my mate. And anyway, we get so far, and he said, and the final thing, all those guitars on stage. And I said, well, you know, if you can do it, you can do it. And perhaps he needs them all. I'm not a guitarist, I'm not a musician, I don't know these things, but he seems to work through them. Yeah, but all those guitars. Anyway, I've got more guitars than he has. And I said, yes, well, why don't you take them on stage? He said, well, I need a guitar tech and a separate truck. And I said, that could be it then. Anyway, here's a guy who does polarise people's opinion. His album's number one in the iTunes chart and also on Amazon and everywhere that has charts just about. Joe Bonamassa, his latest album is called British Blues Explosion Live, and it is really rather good. Here is a track from it called Plinth, Water Down the Drain.
Thank you.
Whoa, what a strange... I looked at the waveform in front of me. I thought, that looks like the very quick end. And it was a quick end, yes. That's Plinth, Water Down the Rain, Joe Bonamassa from the British Blues Explosion, live, 2018. Goes back 49 years, I guess. Yes, almost 50 years. Produced by Mickey Most, would you believe? And featuring on the original vocals, Rod the Mod, Rod Stewart, and it's the Jeff Beck Band. If you go back and listen to Jeff Beck doing it in the studio in 1969 with Rod singing, it's kind of different. And I was just thinking as that was playing, I wonder if Joe Bonamassa reached out and said to Rod and said, Rod, do you want to come back and do your vocals on this again? How it would actually sound. Very good. Anyway, it's a good album. British Blues Explosion, Joe Bonamassa. Here's a guy, one of UK's greatest harmonica players, and played in various concepts over the years, but here he is with just one other person, Chris Corcoran, and you'll never see them do this live, because they did say, Giles said, we'll do the album and we'll release the album, but you won't actually ever perform it live, so you'll never see this on a stage anywhere. It's their tribute to Little Walter. The album is called Roller Coaster, came out about a month ago, and here they are with Mr. Jacobs. Played. Mr. Jacobs is the track, Giles Robson, Chris Corcoran together, and off the album which came out this year, Roller Coaster. Now here's a guy who's had an album out, it came out last year I think in the States, but only here in the UK earlier on this year. It's called My Brother's Blues and it's by Benny Turner. Benny Turner is the younger brother by quite a few years of Freddie King. And so it's really Benny Turner's tribute to his brother, hence the title of the album. And this is a track called I'm Tore Down, which of course was made very famous by his bigger brother.
Well, I sight.
I'm there for you if you want me to. Swear I don't believe that your love is true.
If I am cold and alone, oh, I must level hit the ground.
When you see me like this, my baby can't be found.
Well, I'm cold down.
Well,
torn down.
Well,
go down.
Turn down.
Torn down.
Yeah.
Torn down.
Marvin.
Yeah.
Singing.
Torn down.
Blues Queen.
Torn down.
New Orleans.
Torn down.
I often say this, but I bet you there's a band somewhere in the world right now on stage doing that number. That's My Brother's Blues from Benny Turner and Freddie King's I'm Tore Down. And I think it's a staple in almost every blues band's set list because, you know, it comes about halfway through when the lead singer or the main voice says, "How you all doing? Are you enjoying yourself? Yeah. Anybody want to dance? Yeah. Okay." And then they go into that because it's an irresistible, danceable number. Okay, Mitch Laddie is next. The album is Another World, which is Mitch taking it away from the hardcore blues into areas which are just so different and I think are so refreshing. So, from Another World, Mitch Laddie and Forget About You.
Now, I can't believe the time we spent.
So good. There's some great balance between the instruments on that. Some of which doesn't kind of make any sense at the time, but then you realise it does make loads of sense. A really good album. Another in the world. It's called Mitch Laddie Band Up from the Northeast and Forget About You. Today is the day I'm putting the show together. Friday the 8th of June. Woo! And it's also James Harmon's birthday. He's the same age as me. Ooh, that's quite scary. And anyway, so to celebrate his 72nd birthday on the 8th of June and also to play a track from his brand new album called Fine Print, here is the title track. So, oh no.
careful what you do. Look here. This stuff between the lines. Down below the part that's bold. Is the devil's own handwriting that puts a chill on cold? Puts a chill on cold. Oh, Lord, say what you mean and mean just what you say. Look me in the eye, Lord. Give me a good handshake today. It's what my daddy said. It's what my daddy said. Beware, beware, beware. Let the buyer beware, y'all. Oh, Lord. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. The large print give it, but the fine print take it away.
Lovely quote, James Harmon. Fine Print is the album, and that is the title track, and it came out this year. Happy birthday, James. Good age to be. Okay, next on the show is Samantha Martin and the band Delta Sugar. Her album came out again in the spring of this year, perhaps a bit later, early summer even. And this is a track from it called This Night Is Mine. Soulful, bluesy, rhythm and blues, Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar, the band, and Run To Me, the album, and This Night Is Mine. Staying with the albums from this year, and this one has been a big seller, not only in America, where it was released, but also all over Europe too, and very well here in UK. And not undeservedly, Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite together, the album No Mercy In This Land, here is Found The One. Thank you.
everybody under the sun. I found the one. If you're gonna gamble, may as well be on love.
Found the one.
May have had something before.
Found the one.
But now you can't get enough. Before it's all said and done, I found the one. Myself waiting in line.
Found the
round so many ways.
Found the one.
Of wasting my time. No more races to run. Found the one. Now I follow my heart. Wherever the road ends.
Found the
most
one.
People you see every day. You'll
if you'd waited and didn't buy it straight away, you were clever, because they brought a deluxe edition out a few weeks later, and that's from the deluxe edition, and No Mercy in This Land is the album title, and that's a track called Found the One, Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite together. It's Friday here on The Raven and the Blues. Tomorrow I go back on the stage. It was round about the summer of 1983. I gave up stage work as a DJ, as Dave the Rave, as it was then. And that's almost half my life, really. I've been off stage. But I was tempted back on stage by somebody who's a good friend, and it's her 50th birthday, and she said, would you be me do my disco? And I said, yeah, okay then, which has meant hiring disco equipment, not the play-out things, but, you know, the loudspeakers and what have you. Lighting, which I used to have loads of and don't have any more. I had to get insurance. I had to get a license. Oh, it's been hell on wheels, really. But anyway, it's tomorrow night. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to play for everybody, but it's going to be fun to do. And it'll be interesting to see how much blues I can sneak in for the audience, who are mostly sort of light pop and all the disco kind of stuff. But we will see, and I'll report back in a week's time. Here's J.T. Lawrenson and the Buckshot Hunters. Their album is lovely. Blue Eyed Soul Volume 1 and Back Pain Shuffle.
My back is killing me, my baby. But my love treat me good. Your pain is like a devil. But I'm stronger than him. So if you don't mind, little girl, I like to tell you little things. Every night and every day, you give me love, kiss and pray.
one of the IBBA albums of the month last month, or even the month before. Doesn't time fly? Blue Eyed Soul Volume 1, J.T. Lawrenson and the Buckshot Hunters and Back Pain Shuffle. Okay, next, one of a guy I've known for many years now, some, I guess, 6 years, I guess, Trevor Stepp, Baba Jack Steger, and his new album is called Sawdust Man, and it's getting some rave reviews. I haven't played a track for 3 or 4 weeks. Let's remedy that right now. And here is Stranger in the Hall.
By the river, by the riverside, sitting by the river, by the riverside, I come and sit down beside me. Side bend.
Lovely. Trevor Babajack Steger from the album Sawdust Man, a guy who lives on the water like me, except unlike me, I go nowhere because I'm a fixed houseboat. He lives on a narrowboat here in the UK. And if you're American and go, narrowboat? What's that? It's a long, thin boat that's narrow. It used to be used for carrying freight and stuff up and down the canals of the UK, but nothing at all like the big things you've got on the Mississippi, okay? Let's go up to Wisconsin to close, and a band called Johnny and the Motones. Before we do go, a reminder of the website, ravenblues.co.uk. Everything you need to know about the programme is there, and links to all the people you need to know about. Oh, talking about, and also a button to press for donations. And there are a couple of people who regularly give me a small donation every month, and that's lovely. I think I once calculated that if everybody who listened to the show gave me 10 cents a week, I think it was, it would make me extremely rich, because I'd get, you know, $5.20 from every listener, and 16,000 listeners is, well, a lot of dollars. Anyway, but making a regular monthly donation of a small amount is very nice, and thank you. Jan from Holland is one of them I know, whose name springs to mind, and I'll collate the list for next week. Okay, so let's finish with Johnny and the Motones. I'll be back with you in some 7 days' time, and looking forward to talking to you then, with some equally goodly fine tunes. And this is a track from their album. In fact, it's the title track, called Highway 51. Bye-bye.